This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
It's in your eyes. What can I say? They turn me on.
Sometimes men love women, sometimes men love men, and then there are bisexuals, though some just say they're kidding themselves.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to try it.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to date a bisexual, I want to date a dyke. I want to date a bisexual. I can't decide which sex I like.
Is it wrong?
Is it right?
Is it weird?
I'm uptight.
Is that strange?
Let me say, man, guys were never my scene, but I do like show tunes.
I want guys.
I want girls.
Why deprive
half the world?
Am I gay?
Am I straight? I don't think I'm a Peter Pan. Nasty for your girly man.
Cause all I wanna be is bisexual. Bisexual. Bisexual.
I just might be a
bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I think I might be bisexual. There's nothing I don't like. I want to try it bisexual. I can't decide which.
Bisexual dating's the end thing today.
That Brad Pitt's such a cutie, oh yeah.
From both sides of the place,
you get twice as much booty, oh yeah.
On your mark, get set, go!
Oh.
It's a door that opens wide, and no man can call himself complete till he's seen it from both sides. This door swings both ways. It's marked in and out. Some days you want to cry and some days you will shout.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. And this is a very special show and a very different one from what I usually do. I decided that I've been neglecting the V in GLBT, so this show will be about bisexual songs. Now, I didn't say bisexual artists. I've often played their music. But on this show, the lyrics of the songs themselves will deal with bisexuality. And that's why I started the show with the character Phoebe Buffay from the TV show Friends singing her well-known The Bisexual Song. And that went right into a very neat parody from the folks at Bob Rivers' Twisted Radio. It was a takeoff on the song Bicycle Race by Queen and was called Bisexual. And from there, I drifted into Hermits Hermits' This Door Swings Both Ways from 1966. I'm sure the writer of that song didn't intend that meaning for it, but I thought it would work well here. Okay, what this show will not do is go into the issues and myths surrounding bisexuality. There are plenty of websites on the net that do a great job at that, and I list several of them along with many bi-activism sites on my February webpage. No, this show will be a loosely structured historic approach, and of course I do not claim to know about every bi reference in music. But I hope that what I've found will give a good overview. Oh yeah, I found so many songs that reference bisexuality that I could not fit them into one show and still do them justice. So this will be a two-parter, and will continue on the fourth Monday in March. The oldest song I found was by blues great Ma Rainey. I've played her before when I featured her lesbian classic, Prove It On Me Blues. But I also found one by her called Sissy Blues from 1926. And admittedly, some of these references are gray areas. She sings, I dreamed last night I was far from harm, woke up and found my man in a sissy's arms. Now that could be interpreted to mean her man was bi. I found a number of songs like that, spanning the last almost 80 years, where the singer was none too happy about their man or woman being with the same sex. I'll get to some of those later, but before we leave the blues era, here's one more quick reference.
Says I woke up this morning with my poor county business in my hand. Yeah. Woke up this morning, Paul County business in my hand. Lord, if you can't send me no woman, please send me some sissy man.
That was Josh White, singing then under the name Pinewood Tom and Sissy Man Blues, a song often recorded in the 30s. His version was from 1935. I don't think in this case he was really trying to get the point across that he was bi, but it seems he was at least open to the idea. It comes across more that he was hard up enough to proclaim, Lord, if you can't send me no woman, send me a sissy man. Perhaps a bit derogatory, but it was the 30s. The blues from the 30s had a casualness towards sexuality which often extended to homosexual behavior. But you have to take a big leap forward in time to find that again. In fact, I'm jumping about 40 years to the late 60s to 1968, when an English group named The Herd released an album called Paradise Lost. The group named The Herd may not ring a bell with you, but one of its members, Peter Frampton, later left to form the group Humble Pie, and then in the early 70s to release his blockbusting Frampton Comes Alive LP. But back to The Herd. Their 1968 album contained an odd track for those times called Something Strange. I guess it depends on your definition as to whether it qualifies as a bi song or a gay song. It's a story about a couple where, in the last verse, the male is tempted into visiting his gay side. Here's The Herd with Something Strange.
Just begun, free from the ties and the watchful eyes that restrain them. At first through hot streets and bazaars, they walk in a dream, and people who see them remark on their beauty as they pass. A perfect pair, not a single care to disturb them. But it's not the same. They're flying apart, and they feel in their hearts something strange.
Yes, those gay voices beckon to some new delight. The Herd with Something Strange. I'm going to back up a year to 1967 for one of those references I told you about, where the singer didn't really like the idea of their partner crossing that line.
Sally, don't you go downtown. Sally, don't you go. Don't you go downtown, yeah. The saddest thing in the whole wide world, yeah. See your baby with another girl. No, 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 Sally.
That was Mitch Ryder doing a cover version of the J-Nets song, Sally Go Round the Roses. The J-Nets hit was from 1963, and Mitch Ryder covered it on his What Now My Love album in 1967. It's the first rock example you'll hear where the singer was complaining about his woman looking at love from both sides now. Folk singer Tim Buckley did a very similar take on that song. It appeared on his album, Honey Man, recorded in 1973.
But I'm singing about Sally go round the roses. Sally go round the roses, people. Sally go round the roses. Sally go round the roses. Oh, Sally, don't you go down. Down, down.
Again, that was Tim Buckley from 1973. But the year before, David Bowie was going through his Ziggy Stardust phase, and he had already declared to the press that he was bisexual, which was probably just hype. Anyway, he had recorded the song John, I'm Only Dancing, which was about a bisexual man dancing with a woman, but telling his jealous male lover that there was nothing to worry about. John, I'm only dancing. She turns me on, but I'm only dancing. One of my friends in England tells me that his earliest gay musical memory was seeing David Bowie on Top of the Pops on television with his arm draped around his fellow band member Mick Ronson. There's a famous rock photo of Bowie going down on Ronson's guitar. Also in the UK from 1973, there was a pop singer named George Melly, and he released a song called Good Time George, in which he said very clearly that either sex was just fine with him.
On my AC/DC plan, they call me Good Time George. I'm having such a good time.
Okay, now it's 1975 and we're still in England, and the glam rock group Sweet is very non-judgmental when the lead singer describes his girlfriend as AC/DC.
She got
a bit of AC/DC by Sweet. Over in Australia the next year, the group Supernaut had a huge hit with a song that got right to the bisexual point called I Like It Both Ways.
Johnny's guy, he's got makeup's mind, he says I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out, his daddy thinks he's insane.
Watches them.
tells her she's his girl. She says, I love you always. Got my love and find within his schizophrenic mind, because he likes it both ways.
Like It Both Ways from 1976 by Supernaut. You may have noticed that we're almost through the 70s and all of the songs I played were from England or Australia. Where are the American Bi songs? Well, the closest we came that I found was the group Gotham. This was a very popular gay group in the 70s and 80s, playing in clubs around the country, doing mostly a pop style. But in 1979, they joined the disco trend with AC/DC Man. I remember my impression at the time was that here was this gay group who had never recorded anything with gay lyrics, and they figured a safe first step would be to do something with bi lyrics. Well, that was my theory, but it was wrong. I recently had a chance to ask one of the members of that group, David McDaniel, the reasoning behind that song. After we hear a bit of it, I'll tell you his answer. Here's Gotham. Here's the reason a very gay group did a bi song. The group Gotham was very popular in the Washington, D.C. area, They would do 3 or 4 months a year there, standing room crowds, year after year, and their audiences, who were mostly straight, loved to be kidded. So they had a routine about Washington, AC/DC. Their producers at the time, who also wrote the material, were two straight men, and they wrote the song to capitalize on this popularity. In 1980, Peter Allen released an album called Bicoastal. Now at that time, no one had really heard that word, and also not too many people thought Peter Allen was straight, except it seems Liza Minnelli. So I don't know about you, but when I heard him sing the word bicoastal, I thought bisexual. And although the words are seemingly comparing New York and L.A., there's that quick verse near the end that says, all those girls in TV movies, all those boys on Broadway, when you can't make up your mind, you know you'll go either way. Check it out.
You used to live in New York City, then you moved to L.A., but you still miss the so you hurry on back there. You even leave your pool and your car, only to find you no longer belong. Oh, don't you know what you are? You hit the streets at midnight, still dancing after dawn. The sundown seems to be missing. Just what?
Peter Allen going bicoastal. He had a very interesting career, which sadly ended due to his death from AIDS in 1992. A Broadway show recently opened portraying Peter Allen's career. It was called The Boy from Oz and starred Hugh Jackman. Also for this show, I put together my own medley of bi songs.
American pie.
You walk on by.
Well, that's enough of that foolishness. But this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings and listen to the show. My research of music from the 80s didn't really give me much for this show, but in one of them, the singer did not like the bisexual idea at all. In 1983, soul singer Barbara Mason recorded the song Another Man. Now, she had had a big hit in 1965 with the song Yes, I'm Ready, and hit on the soul charts in 1981 with one called She's Got the Papers, I've Got the Man. She makes references to that title in the intro of her song, Another Man.
Do you remember when I said she's got the papers and I've got the man? Well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all.
Next is a song I think deals with the issue in a much more even way. It's by Tom Robinson. Tom is one of my queer heroes. His song, Glad to Be Gay, from 1978, is one of our anthems. But by the early 80s, he was questioning his sexuality and slowly realized that he was more bi than gay. This got him a lot of very difficult press in England, which may have been what encouraged the BBC in 1984 to commission him to write a song for a television play they were doing on the subject. The play and the song are called More Lives Than One.
Day after day, I've been living in dread, cheating at work, lying in bed. No hard feelings, just a bit of regret. I could have been lying in your arms instead. I'm glad that I'm married and I love my kids. I wish I'd never met you, but I'm glad that I did. Now I'm sitting in the middle, trying to fit in more lives than one. Day after day, I've been slipping away, playing the game that I don't wanna play. Sooner or later, there's a reckoning day. I'm so sorry, but what can I say? I feel like a heel, but I can't decide between the life I always wanted and the loving that I like. It's a bitter situation, overtaking more lives than one. I'm glad that I'm married and I love my kids. I wish I'd never met you, but I'm glad that I did. So I'm sitting in the middle, trying to fit in more lives than one. Yeah, I've been sitting in the middle and it's hitting more lives than one. It's a bitter situation, overtaking more lives than one.
That was More Lives Than One, and at the time, 1984, it was only available on a single, but now it appears on the reissue of Tom's Hope and Glory album. On to 1989. Gretchen Phillips has been in a lot of groups over the years. She was born in Galveston, Texas, and went to school in Houston, and then moved to Austin. The names of some of her bands are Girls in the Nose, Two Nice Girls, and the Gretchen Phillips Experience. And she's released recordings as a solo artist, and most recently has a duo known as Phillips and Driver. As a member of Two Nice Girls, she had probably her most success with her very tongue-in-cheek song, I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer.
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man. It really was too much. I did not drink.
That was from the 1989 album simply called Two Nice Girls. The first interesting bisexual song of the 90s was just called Bi. It was by New York City group Living Color. That group won back-to-back Grammys in 1989 and 1990 for hard rock performance. The song I'm playing is from their 1993 album called Stain.
People listen to you, they want you to decide. Everybody wants you when you're by. Looking at the girls and I know the guys. Everybody loves you when you're by. Attention and the passion double amplified.
That was Bye by Living Color. Up next is a dash of Bye Punk. The San Francisco group Stay Pressed released a single in 1995 called Vespa Sex, and from it is a very Bye song. They tell us, slightly off key, to double your chances for a date. And also from 1995 is a social commentary by a group with a strange name, Hypnotic Clambake. From their album, Kent the Zen Master, here's Bisexual Military. You may have noticed that very few of the artists featured so far have been from the GLBT family. Maybe that's due to the pressures of society. In other words, it's safer to comment on bisexuality if you're not bisexual. That's slowly changing, and an example is the artist Karen Hellier with her song Pink and Blues.
He's got a Harley and she's got a tan. Girls. So I'm alone at Baskin Robbins eating double fudge swirls. I never knew the both pink and blue could be so appealing. What should I do? Some say repent, just get off the fence. You better change your mind, girl, it doesn't make sense. Others reply with a gleam in their eyes. Everyone's born with buttocks and thighs.
That song can only be found on a various artist compilation CD of Chicago area artists called You Are What You Shoot. Oddly, it was produced by Mother Jones magazine. Karen seemed to be winking at us in that song, and sticking with 1995, here's a lesbian artist going for broader humor, so to speak.
You hung around and slept with me every night. When I said I wouldn't commit to you, you said some things that weren't very nice. You said my boyfriend's back and I'm gonna be bisexual.
Hey, love, hey, love, my boyfriend's back.
He's coming back, better take home all your dildos.
Hey, love, hey, love, my boyfriend's back.
You say you've been hurt, well, that's just a tale.
Hey, love, hey, love, my boyfriend's back.
Well, look out now, cause I'm going back my nails.
Hey, love, hey, love, my boyfriend's back.
Hey, he drives a Maserati.
That was Monica Grant doing her version of My Boyfriend's Back from her album Paradisiac. Next up is a song that got quite a bit of airplay, and I think it's delightful. From 1995, we find out that Jill Sabio just kissed a girl.
Jenny came over and told me about Freddy. Such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry. And I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we left, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. Say she'd be late, he said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. And then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kissed a girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad I kissed a girl. I
On to 1996 and another dose of punk music, whether we need it or not, from Canadian singer Coyote Shivers. Yes, that's his real name and the name of his first album. From it, here's a bit of Bisexual Girl.
Sexual thrill, 'cause my girlfriend's bisexual. Well, I can liberate a couple on Donahue. Just doing the things that we love to do. Hey, that's you, I'm a sexy girl, babe. Live a little bisexual, babe. Get in line, we'll get to you.
In 1997, I found a couple very interesting rhythm and blues records, both definitely dealing with bisexuality. But before we get to them, I want to thank you all for listening. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. On my website this month, I'm including lyrics to as many of these songs as I could find, and also plenty of links to lots of information about bisexuality. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with part two of my look at bisexual songs. Back to those two R&B recordings I was telling you about. The duo Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson had several hits in the late 60s, and then both fell into relative obscurity until this next song brought Scott, now known as Scott Adams, back to the limelight.
All of you ladies out there, turn up your radio. Girls, I'm about to tell you something you may want to know. You know things, they're not always what they appear to be. Happened to me. Listen, there are no words that can describe what I felt inside when I found out the man I loved loved another guy. We were at a party, oh, to have a little fun.
Peggy Scott Adams with her hit, Bill, from her album, Help Yourself. Now, the subject of that song was just dishy enough that it begged for an answer record. And, of course, someone obliged. An artist named Thomas Richardson turned it into a soap opera with a fitting closing song for this show. His answer record to Bill, called Bill Goes Both Ways.
Girl, have you heard the latest about Bill? This is too hot.
Cut the fat and get right to the skinny with me, baby.
Bill goes both ways.
What? Turn the radio up.
I know you heard about Bill and how he took Jack away from jail. Now 3 months has come and gone. I heard Bill got tired of Jack and left Jack all alone. Now Jack don't have Bill and he wanna come back home. But
When he opens the bedroom door, he finds more than Jill. He finds Bill. Jack was shocked to find that Bill go both ways. As Jack stood still watching Bill making love to Jill, Jack got kind of jealous. Jill looked back at Jack and said, "Now you understand the way I felt when Bill took you away from me." And she said, "Jack, I know you're still my husband, and I know I'm still your wife." She said, "Now we have a common interest in the same man. You see, I know you still love Bill, Jack, but I love Bill too. I'm willing to do what I gotta do. Got to keep Bill here with me, just like you wanted to keep Bill with you.
Bill,
Bill, give me what I want, Jack. Jill told Jack, I would rather fight than switch. And she said, Jack, I don't mind fighting you for Bill. Can love me rough like a real man. And she said, Bill can turn me over and love me gently like only a woman can. You see,
Bill, you took me from my wife. Now what am I supposed to say to this?
Not much, baby. You put me in a situation. You left me for a man. I frankly turned the tables around. I thought you was coming through the front door, you going through the back. How you think I feel? How dare you come to me with such a line?
But baby, listen. At that time, I was confused. I didn't know what was going on.
Confused? How dare you put me in the middle of a three-way love affair? I've been working and sweating my bones off
of
you.
But baby, listen to this. I am concerned about Bill. That's what I'm concerned about.
Bill is here to stay. You brought him here. He's welcome here as long as he has the strength to keep me satisfied.
So what you're saying, Bill is going nowhere? Bill's going to stay here?
I'm keeping both my men. That's what I'm going to have my cake and eat it too.
This is Bill. And listen, you guys have just forgotten all about my needs. I'm really serious. You think you have it all worked out, three people sleeping in your beds, and you just forgot about what I want. Well, listen, let me tell you something. I'm out of here. Because I only have one life to live. So as the world turns, I'm just going to say, au revoir, mon chéri. Bonsoir.
Again, and he might be coming to your town. You see, Bill might be your brother. Bill could be your own sister. He can be your drinking buddy. Bill might want to go camping with you. Oh, but be careful, cause Bill is out to get you. He's out to get you. He don't care who you may be. Bill don't care about nobody but Uncle Bill.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and Galveston 89.5 FM.
Sometimes men love women, sometimes men love men. And then there are bisexuals, though some just say they're kidding themselves.
I'm free.
Free as a bird. It's nice, really.
To be in me.
Oh, that's right. That's absolutely right.
Express me my
body,
sexuality.
I'm a woman trapped in a rock star's body.
I've told you what it's like to be behind blue eyes. Way back when the band still had pinball.
We were just boys then.
But Tommy's been a little boy, and Happy Jack would like to score with Jagger's lips and David Bowie's pinballs.
Free chat with me, David.
I'm free.
Oh, I like being free. Free as a bird, maybe a butterfly or something.
And I'm hoping the moon will sleep with me.
Come on, mates, let's give it a go, eh? Own up it if you haven't tried it. Come on.
Maybe tomorrow.
Well, I waited this long. I guess I can wait a few more days. It's kind of nice to be out of the closet. Let's get a little crowded in there.
Everyone's life is bittersweet. It's a door that opens wide. And no man can call himself complete till he's seen it from both sides.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. If you were listening last month, you'll know that this is part two of a two-part look at bisexual songs. Now, what I'm talking about is not songs by bisexual artists, but songs where the lyrics deal with bisexuality. I opened the show just like I did last month, with Phoebe from the TV show Friends singing her bisexual song. From there, I played another of those marvelous parodies done by the folks at Bob Rivers Twisted Radio. They took the rumors about The Who's Pete Townshend and came up with their version of I'm Free, called I'm Bi. And again, I drifted into Herman's Hermits, This Door Swings Both Ways, from 1966. It's said that song's been adopted by many for use in connection with bisexuality. I really wanted to use the song I've Looked at Love from Both Sides Now, but it just didn't work as well musically. For those that missed last month's show, I'll mention again that what this show will not do is go into the issues and myths surrounding bisexuality. That's done very thoroughly on plenty of websites on the net. So if you visit my webpage for this show, you can do two things. If you have a fast internet connection, you can hear part one of this segment, and you can also link to a number of sites for information about bisexuality and bi-activism. Like last time, I certainly do not claim to be covering every bi reference in music, but I hope to give a good overview. We ended part one in 1997, and that should tell you something right there. I covered about 70 years of music in the first hour, and would do about 7 in this one. Obviously, this is due to gay and bi issues being much more discussed in society and also in music. First up is a song from a gay review produced in Los Angeles, and its idea was to feature a number of gay-related songs from the 90s, and they called it the Gay 90s. There was a six-member cast, and one of them, Peggy Hewitt, got to sing the song Bisexual Tango.
I knew a woman named Consuela Brown. She had a little quirk that wore Consuela down. Two men and women she had made an oath. Instead of choosing one, she wanted both. Her love
bisexual tangles excite you with danger. You dance with a stranger, and chances are it's a strange rendezvous. If in the dark you reach out for bread, you may find Ivan instead. Bisexual tangles play tricks on your head. Consuelo wanted to be more refined, so she picked out a banker who was deaf and blind. She had a plan to wed her Mr. Right until the night she kissed his sister goodnight. Her boudoir was teeming with traffic, and some was decidedly sapphic and un poquito pornographic. Bisexual tangles are hard on romancing. You must keep on dancing, and lust will show you the steps as you go. Though changing partners, it's quite alone. 6 feet on the floor's a crowd. Bisexual tangles are not for the proud. Love is elusive, but never exclusive, with multiple lovers in tow. Those you see like won't know what to expect when you change from a bell to a bow. It's purely emotional need. This time you follow. Next time you lead. Consuela ended up her life alone, with Malagueño playing on the gramophone. And from her stretcher she gave interviews. She said from now, it's strictly potages. And as the ambulance drove down the freeway, the doctor and nurse gave her leeway until she tried to start a three-way.
Bisexual tango.
Also in 1997, a country act, the Bellamy Brothers, released a CD called Over the Line, and it contained a song with a common theme. This is where there's a so-called straight couple, and one of them leaves for a member of the same sex. But they put a twist on it. The guy's wife deserted him for another woman, all right, but the other woman was his girlfriend. So this implies bisexuality for both the women. Here's the Bellamy Brothers with My Wife Left Me for My Girlfriend.
Time there's a twist. I woke up to an empty room, devoid of joy and bliss. I know I don't deserve no sympathy, but I think it's a sin. My wife left me for my girlfriend. Like they took off in the dead of night, in a 91 Suburban with a loaded 45. Well, I'd call up the authorities, but where would I begin? My wife left me for my girlfriend. Thing on earth.
the battle of the sexes, the lines have surely gotten blurred. But I just want the both of them to come back home again.
And up next is another one of those I Lost My Baby to Another Man songs. In fact, that's the title of it. It's by the group Sapphire. They also call themselves the Uppity Blues Women. And they've been putting out good music for quite a few years. Singing lead on this song is Gay Adegbolola, who has released an album on her own and in recent years came out as lesbian. From the Sapphire album Cleaning House, here's I Lost My Baby to Another Man. Love that line, two of a kind beat my straight. That was Sapphire with I Lost My Baby to Another Man. Paxton is the name of a band, its lead singer, and their first album. And the very first track on it entertained the bi subject directly with Which Way Do You Go?
Back again. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
choice is there for you. Which way do you go? That was Paxton from 1997. And now I've got a special interview clip to share with you. It's from singer-songwriter Edie Carey about her song called The Middle.
The Middle came about 6 or 7 years ago on the way. I was writing my song Fall or Fly, which took me about 2 years to write, and I took a couple detours, and one of the detours was this song. It's about a lot of different things, but mostly about being afraid to stand out in any way, shape, or form. You know, as far as being terrible at something or being really good at something, or accepting that you're gay or accepting that you're totally straight, and kind of feeling like you have to be one way or another, and you know, and wanting to just hide so you don't have to make those decisions. And in the end, the song kind of comes to terms with it's okay to kind of be in the vulnerable middle and sort of be where you are and not feel like you have to pigeonhole yourself in any way. Just sort of, it's okay to be in the middle, and as long as you take a stand where it's necessary. And I think that in a lot of ways was my veiled attempt at coming to terms with my bisexuality. I so wanted an answer, a definitive answer as to what I was, and I would have been fine with whatever the outcome was. And I think that writing that song sort of helped me accept the ambiguity of who I am and what my sexuality is and what I think a lot of people's sexuality is.
Miles from ecstatic, years from depressed, across the board content. Step a little automatic, nowhere near repressed. Sometimes I just need the vent. I got an understated chest and an exaggerated ass, but with the right clothes I manage to balance out. There's more than one single
From her 1998 album, Falling From Place, that was Edie Carey. And once again, I'm going to jump from one musical genre to another, and this time back overseas to get it. There's a pop group in Belgium called, appropriately enough, Das Pop. And in 1998, they released a hard-to-find three-song EP called The Little Boy. From it, here's a bit of their song, Bye Bisexual Boy. Okay, what we haven't had yet was a good piano bar song. I can fix that. In 1999, a musical production was staged in L.A. called Billy Barnes Reviewed. And Billy Barnes has been a well-established songwriter for reviews and television for over 40 years. He's written for The Carol Burnett Show, Sonny and Cher, the Academy Awards, and even Laugh In. So this show was a collection of his songs from a number of his musical reviews. Originally from the 1980 show Best Friends was a song called Ambivalent, here sung by Paul Ainslie.
When Ellen DeGeneres comes out and says, she's a les, I'm shocked. When dear Elton John has a thing with a gal and a pal, I'm blocked. When Ian McKellen makes no bones about it, when darling Anne Heche is beginning to shout it, when my son just told me it's true. Well, what is a father to do? Oh, I don't know anymore. I really don't. Ambivalent. My God, he's ambivalent. How odd, he's half this way and half that way. He's dambivalent. I think he's bisexual. My dear, he's bisexual. Not queer, just fenstraddling, feed rattling, bisexual. How awful. His feeling for Joni is terribly strong. But what if a Johnny comes cruising along? I'm telling you, ambivalent sounds fishy. Bisexual, not swishy. His heart's in a jam, he's am. Well, for instance, he meets a girl, attracted. He meets a guy, reacted. She kills him and he thrills him, and he meets a girl, start over, and she's beautiful. Hi, Mary. He's beautiful. Hi, Gary. Hi, Sherian. Hi, Carrion. Hi, Terrian. Hi, Larian. Oh, he's losing his mind for both muscle and curls. Has he found the best of all possible worlds? I'm wondering. Ambivalent, confusing, bisexual, amusing. He's grumpy and mugwumpy, and why? Perversity's major domo, not pure hetero and not pure homo. He's simply a guy who's bi. This living is not so easy when you're half AC and you're half DC. You're simply a guy who's bi. I wonder if Tom Cruise is free for dinner.
Now, if you don't recognize this next voice, well, turn in your gay card.
I don't need your sympathy. There's nothing you can say or do for me. And I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one. And I hear your reasons why. Where did you sleep last night? And was he worth it? Was he?
Of course, that was Cher, and the CD single of her 1999 hit Strong Enough contained 10, count them, 10 remixes of that song, one labeled as male version. I'm sure you noticed that she said, "Where did you sleep last night, and was he worth it?" And one of my listeners pointed out that this is not all that different from Cher's 1972 hit, The Way of Love, where she sings about he setting you free.
Then what will you do? When it sets you free, just the way that you said goodbye to me.
Time for a little break. And to start that off, I've got a comedy clip called Bisexual. It's from 1960, from a comedian named Bert Henry. He was known in the 60s for his racy humor, at least by the standards then. You probably won't find it any funnier than I did, but it's the only mention of bisexuality I found from that period. Bert Henry.
Matter of fact, speaking of happiness, you know, I've been happy 15 years. 15 years we've been happy, haven't we, Bill? I shouldn't say that about Bill. Now, people will get the wrong impression and think he's sort of a fairy. He's not that way at all. He's really bisexual. Which means if he wants any, he has to go out and buy it, just like the rest of us.
See, I told you it wasn't very funny. But this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. In 2000, an obscure artist named Jack Lukeman released an album called Metropolis Blue. And from it, here is the song Boys and Girls.
Run your claws through my head.
you may have noticed the line, "I like sucking on your pure Angora." Well, the subtitle of this song is listed as Ode to Ed Wood. Ed Wood was a Hollywood director who in the 50s made lots of B-movies like Plan 9 from Outer Space and Glenn or Glenda. And supposedly, he loved to wear Angora sweaters. Johnny Depp starred in a movie about him in 1994 just called Ed Wood. My next artist has come from being a former stripper and adult film performer to her current status as an established and well-respected blues and jazz entertainer. Her name is Candy Kane, and she's recorded 7 albums since 1994, winning much critical acclaim. She's openly bisexual, and when I interviewed her in 2001, I asked about one song in particular called Hey Mister, She Was My Baby Last Night.
Well, actually, I wrote Hey Mister, it was more pointed towards the swing kids. I was playing a lot of shows for the Swing Explosion, you know, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Brian Setzer Orchestra, and we're suddenly getting all kinds of, you know, press. There was a big Swing Explosion, and all these kids were coming out to the shows perfectly dressed in their 40s clothes and in their vintage cars, and they all looked just dressed to the nines, and I really loved that part of the whole swing scene, but some of them had like a really big attitude, particularly some of the guys, and the better dancers had an attitude about their dancing, like they were really great because they could dance so well. And so I wrote the song to poke fun at some of these straight boys because their girlfriends were really the ones who looked great to me, and so that's why I wrote the song initially. But I think it's a favorite for people. I mean, I am bisexual and I do talk about it openly in my shows and in my music. I'm not ashamed of my bisexuality. I think that it's a myth that bisexuals are just fence sitters waiting to go one way or the other. I think all mankind is basically, and womankind is basically bisexual, and that we just, you know, have to find the right person to bring out that part of us. And anyway, it's a fun song, and like I always say, you won't see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy or the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing those bisexual swing songs because they won't admit they're bisexual. But me, it opens up a wide range of opportunity.
Hey, mister, you sure look cute. Greasy hair and that slick blue suit. The one I want is by your side. She was my baby last night. Hey, mister, you sure can glide across that dance floor smooth and wide. There's some moves you haven't tried. She was my baby last night. I know she won't admit it, but she spent all night with me. If you can't keep her busy, mister, you might as well set her free. Hey, mister, she looks content, and we both know she's heaven sent. But look out, and she's out of sight. She was my baby last night.
From her album from 2000 called The Toughest Girl Alive, that was Candy Kane. Going back to a dance mode is a song by an artist simply known as Larissa.
I met a girl, her name was Jade. She's born.
They make me feel the same. There's no shame to my game. I will change and change. I will change and change. They make me feel the same. There's no shame to my game. I will change and change.
Again, the artist's name was Larissa, from the year 2000. And I tried, but couldn't really find out anything more about her or her song, I Do Both Jay and Jane. But apparently Jane gets around, because the next year, from Australia, came this techno-pop hit, I Like Dick and Jane.
Gay, but you're not straight. You try not to discriminate, 'cause you're getting the best out of both worlds. You kiss the boys, you kiss those girls. I envy New York every way. Attitude up, come what may. I wish I had the guts to be like you. Oh, when you have your pick from the cream of the crop, see if I get on bottom, see if I get on top. Today you won't stick to my imagine. Sex is sex, we're all one thing.
That was I Like Dick and Jane, and the artist was Leia Fisher, an American now living in Australia. That song came out on an EP in 2001, but I think a better place to find it is on the various artists compilation called By the People, and By is spelled B-I. That was produced last year by a favorite artist of mine, Scott Friedman. He not only releases great CDs on his own, but travels the country giving talks to colleges about biphobia. You can find out more about him on my webpage for this show, and even hear a radio interview he did on the subject. Also on the By the People compilation is a new song by Tom Robinson that can't be found anywhere else. It's called Boy Girl. Robinson's Boy Girl. Now, I won't make you guess who this next artist is, but here's a hint. For a while, he was engaged to Lisa Marie Presley. That should narrow things down a little. And I'll probably mispronounce his name, as I've never heard it said. He's John Azaka, and his 2001 album was called From There to Here. On it, he gave us the song Bisexual Chick.
She likes to drive sticks. She's so popular, it kinda makes me sick. She gets in for free at the Rock Candy. She shows her body out for everyone to see. Bisexual chick. Bisexual chick.
She's my bisexual baby.
Bisexual chick. She likes more than just... She got a stocking cap on.
phone. She works at a salon. She's a very big fish in an itty bitty pond. She's so open minded. She's a triple sided con, and it's kind of annoying. She buys vintage clothes with all the money that she owes. I got a very good view looking right up her nose. She always gets backstage, and that's all I'm gonna say. But I must admit that she's a pretty good lady. Bisexual chick. Bisexual chick. She's not bisexual, baby. Bisexual chick. She likes more than just. And she kinda likes girls like my mom told me. It's a crazy, crazy world. The quality of life it enhances. Well, at least it betters your chances. And a la 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 la. Likes more than just.
Again, that was John Azaka, spelled O-S-Z-A-J-C-A. Easier to pronounce, but perhaps harder to take, is this next artist. She goes by the name Peaches, and she is one scary woman. On the cover of her latest album, she looks very menacing. Maybe it's the beard. I'd sure want her on my side in a bar fight. Most of her lyrics are very graphic, and for the song I'm going to play, it would be an FCC violation to even tell you the title of the album. But the song itself is fine. I was in a record store in L.A. last summer, and they were playing it. I already knew I wanted to produce this show on Vine Music, so I had to have it. Here's Peaches with I, You, She.
I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. You, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. Whips, crops, canes, whatever. Come on, baby, let's go. Cuffs, chains, shorts of leather. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. Come on, baby, let's go.
I got two new CDs in the last couple months that I'm very pleased with, and they both happen to have songs with a bisexual twist. The first is by an acoustic folk duo from Maine, Randy Browning and Brett Kenny. They call themselves the Late Bloomers. And here's a bit of the title track, Sneaking in the Back Door.
Pauline, honey, how have you been? Your kitchen looking nice. I like this pretty tablecloth, almost bought it twice. Same old thing with me, you know, some things never change. That man of mine's been stepping out, and smooth, you know he ain't. 5 o'clock this morning, I heard Miss Tilly bark. Looked outside my window, and I watched him creeping through the dark. Sneaking in the back door. Sneaking in the back door.
think I'm stupid to take these lies of his. I know who he's seeing, I know where she lives. Her name is Nellie Walker, she just moved into town. She don't know he's married, she don't know he runs around sneaking in the back door.
That was the Late Bloomers. Also brand new is a CD by Leah Zakari. I've been playing Leah's music for a long time. Her 1990 song, Glory Glory, is kind of a gay and lesbian anthem. So I was a little surprised to hear her, as a very out lesbian, sing the lyrics of this song.
Let me begin with this disclaimer. I had a fleeting thought, I never wavered. Now I don't want to cause a panic, 'cause this is almost an epidemic. So many girls who once had a line of pride are crossing over to the other side. And though I haven't, I know you'll be annoyed that for a moment I thought I wanna keep that phone. I wanna keep that phone. You've always known me for who I've always been. You've always known the circles I've traveled in. We kind of had our own religion. I now confess my sin. I wanna keep that phone. To withhold, I never learned the art of being poor, 'cause it's the fact that I want to accuse that boy. Don't misconstrue the message imparted, 'cause this is how rumors get started. I'm here to tell you. It was a fleeting thought, I never wavered.
I Want to Kiss That Boy, from the new album Pretty on Thursday by Leah Zakari. Have you noticed that as we traveled through the 90s and up to the new releases, that they are more out front, with more first-person lyrics, like, I do both Jay and Jane, I like Dick and Jane, I, you, she, and I Want to Kiss That Boy. I think that's progress. Well, we're getting down to the end of the show, and I always try to end with something from the cream of the crop. So I held back a couple songs, and they both happen to be from the late 90s. But before we get to them, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to thank Edie Carey and Candy Kane for their interview comments. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And again, on my website, you can find photos of the artists and recordings and lyrics to as many of these songs that I could find, and also links to many websites for more information about bisexuality. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with the next installment of Queer Music Heritage. Annie DeFranco is an indie artist, and I don't think any major label could contain her. She's fiercely independent and very prolific, putting out more than 21 albums on her own since 1990, and also producing a number of albums by several other artists on her own label, Righteous Babe Records. She started out as a lesbian icon and then caused quite a stir when she married a man in 1998. From her album, Living in Clip, here's In and Out.
With me, yes, I don't fit in. No one wants to touch it, no one knows where to begin. I've got more than one membership, more than one job, and I owe my life to the people that I love. He looks me up and down like he knows what time it is, like he's got my number, like he thinks it's his. He says, call me Mr. Franco if there's anything I can do. I say, it's Mr. DeFranco to you. Turns out to be straight. Other days the line turns to deviate. I've got no criteria for sex or race. I just wanna hear your voice. I just wanna see your face. She looks me up and down like she thinks that I'm mature, like she's got my number, like it belongs to her. She says, call me Ms. DeFranco if there's anything I can do. I say, I've got spots, I've got stripes, too. Are you in or are you out? And I go, oh man, what is this about me tonight? You can't put me up on any show, cause I came here alone and I'm gonna leave you by myself. I just wanna show you the way that I feel. And when I get tired, you can take the wheel. To me, what's more important is the person that I bring, not just getting to the same restaurant and eating the same thing. Wrong with me, guess I don't fit in. No one wants to touch it, no one knows where to begin. I've got more than one membership, more than one club, and I owe my life to people that I love.
That was Annie DeFranco from her 1997 album, Living in Clip. I'm returning to Tom Robinson for the last song, and it is very short, only 38 seconds. It's a bonus track from his 1997 album, Having It Both Ways. And alert listeners will recognize the tune as being taken from his anthem, Glad to Be Gay. He calls this one, The Last Word. And it seems only appropriate for my two-part special on bisexual songs that he should have the last word. Here's Tom Robinson.
For 21 years now, I fought for the right for people to love just whoever they like. But the right unrighteous are out for my blood. Now I live with my kid and a woman I love. Well, if gay liberation means freedom for all, a label is no liberation at all. I'm here, I'm queer, and I do what I do. And I'm not gonna wear the straight jacket for you.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and Galveston 89.5 FM.
No facts allowed, come on, no facts allowed. No facts allowed, facts,
the mainstream isn't being exposed to a broad enough base of what hip-hop is.
There's a lot of different ways that people do queer hip-hop.
I thought I was the only gay rapper in the world, really.
I thought I was going to be the first one.
I'm not a part of the hip-hop community. I'm not accepted as a part of any hip-hop community.
I'm a hip-hop artist who's gay. Right. I don't do gay hip-hop.
The ideal world would be where we don't have gay hip-hop. You know, the ideal world would be where we could step into the hip-hop world and be openly gay and not be judged on that fact.
As soon as you put gay on something, a lot of people just take off running. And they don't give things a chance.
If I'm talking about gay stuff in my songs because I'm expressing myself as a gay man going to gay clubs and shagging gay men, then I have to be a gay rapper.
I'm not going to get invited to, like, you know, the Dinah Shore weekend. You know, like, those kind of lesbian things.
It's all right for poets to be gay, but not rappers.
Hip-hop, at its root, is kind of a culture of angry young men. And it's also a culture of people saying what's on their mind, regardless of whether it's appropriate or not. And in one sense, there's something very beautiful about that, because our society is very afraid of our angry young men and what they have to say. And it's
and
one venue.
And now they're going to be afraid of angry gay men.
I'm that faggot with a gat, you know, here comes, you know, I'm out for the attack.
You know what? We've gotten these opportunities. We have to tell these stories while we're here.
Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
Come on.
Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
I got one chance here to have a clean slate, and I don't give a if you are gay or straight. Music of the people, that's what I'm told. Been driven by the music since 5 years old. This hand I'm dealt in the no limit holder. On the day of my birth, yo, I knew I was the chosen one to educate these misdirected minds, brainwashed by the church and the law at the same time. I grew up a Midwest Catholic boy. By age 18, I was done with that noise and all the pollution they were feeding my head. I knew when I was a kid that I already liked men, but I went through that and had to bite my lip. Wanna hear the boy say, yo, he looks like a faggot. Man, you gotta tell me what's a faggot supposed to look like or sound like.
Revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution, revolution, love revolution, revolution, gay revolution.
We came to take the power from the people who have it. Big nuggets in the house, weigh it up in the bag. Give it to the kids at your local college. We came to spread the love and we came to bring knowledge. To anyone that don't believe what we do is real or what we do is wrong, cause we're proud that we're queer. I got something to say and I'm not holding back. Making the foundation for gay hip-hop on the map. You better listen up.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this month's show will explore the world of gay hip-hop. You might also call it gay rap, homo-hop, or queer hop, but it all boils down to music of a genre that's not at all been very open to GLBT artists. So I'm going to try to share with you the history and a number of the artists braving this world. You'll also hear about the new documentary film on the subject called Pick Up the Mic, and the first regional gay hip-hop tour called the Homo Revolution Tour 2007. I have interview clips from a number of artists, but my special interview is with Tory Fix, a veteran of the groundbreaking group Rainbow Flava, and he's had widespread contributions to the culture. The show started off with part of the opening montage of the film Pick Up the Mic, and then segued into La Revolution, the title track from the debut album by Big Nug, a member of the Homo Revolution Tour. I guess I need to say that researching this project was very interesting, and I was amazed at how many GLBT artists I found doing rap or hip-hop. Of course, I will not be able to cover them all, and I'm glad that there are too many to cover in one show, and the number is growing every day. One big challenge I had with producing this show is one that is inherent with the genre itself, the language. A big element of what comprises rap or hip-hop is its motivation, Its spirit includes expressing anger against the system, or just freedom to say what you want, how you want, with no boundaries to the subject matter, with sex and violence and politics being the common themes, themes that actually real people talk about. Many of the important songs contain language that the FCC will just not permit. So how do you put together a show like this for broadcast radio? Very carefully. I've reluctantly had to do a little editing on some of the songs. You'll probably know when. And many artists have a wide enough collection of material that I could pick radio-friendly songs. But there are many songs that cannot and should not be edited. You'll find some of those on part two of this special, found on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Now, since this is a history show, I want to deal early on with the matter of, okay, who had the first gay rap song? With any genre, that's a gray area. I'm not sure there is one correct answer to it. If you talk about rap in general, the nod is often given to the Sugar Hill Gang's 1979 hit, Rapper's Delight. Perhaps that's just the first hit people think of. If you do a Google search on the words first rap song, you'll find enough information to conclude that there's no one answer to that question. Now, of course, I did internet searches on first gay rap or first gay hip-hop song, and I found mention several times of the song you've been hearing in the background. It's by Man Parrish, who in the 80s was an influential figure in the genre of electronic dance music. One article I found gave the opinion that the song you've been listening to, Hip Hop Bebop Don't Stop, from 1984, was, and I quote, a period-defining work that provided the basic genetic material for modern acts and remains an undisputed classic of early hip-hop and electro to this day. Well, that was the opinion. Here's a little bit of the song at regular volume, displaying the very few vocals of the recording. Personally, while I'm willing to allow that the early electro rhythms could have had some influence, I also wonder if some writers glommed onto giving that song credit due to its name, Hip Hop Bebop. The widespread mention could have been the result of lazy research repeated on the internet. The answer on that track may be somewhere in the middle, but to me it sure bears little resemblance to what we now think of as rap or hip hop. I went into all that because if you search the net on the question, you'll find it mentioned, and now you can form your own thoughts on it. I'm not willing to give it credit as the first gay rap or gay hip-hop song for another reason. I've got an older one. In Los Angeles in 1981, two men got together from very different music scenes. Their names were John Callahan and David Hughes, and their group was called Age of Consent. Their first project was a political gay rap song called Fight Back. I tracked down John Callahan and asked him about the start of the group.
It was formed when I came out to Los Angeles in 1980. I didn't know anyone here, and I went to the Gay Center, and they had something about a seminar being conducted on contemporary music. It was being conducted by a guy named David Hughes. And so I went to the seminar and met David and got into a major argument with him about disco music. And we became friends after that. And then he was putting on a Sound and Vision series. When I went down there and saw what he was doing, I said, well, look it, do you know about rap music? And he said, no, not really. He had heard Sugar Hill. And I said, well, look it, why don't we do a rap, because we can put in the politics that we want and we can communicate with people. And so out of that came the Fight Back rap.
Tell me about that song specifically.
Well, Fight Back started off to be a very traditional kind of rap. If you remember the early raps, they were braggadocios. They were like, I'm really a king, I can get all the women I want. And so what we did was we wrote about each of our kind of personalities at the time, where David used to go to this sort of very dark leather bar that had you know, very avant-garde music, European music, and that was the one way. And I was more promiscuous, to be honest. And so we decided, let's play off of that. And that's what we did. But we wanted to also end it with a very strong message as to what the hell should happen if someone hassles you, which is that you have to fight back.
Here's their first song called Fight Back.
From the streets of New York town came black rhythm rap, funky sound. From the streets of L.A. town, fag rap is spreading around. You might say, what's this shit? Rapping white fags just don't fit. We're here to say that it's okay for anyone to rap black, white, or gay. I am Night of the Night. When evening comes, I spread delight. Tubs, streets, riding cars, Hollywood, backroom bar. Rock you high, rock you low. Make you feel like you never want to go. Make you moan, make you groan. Thrill your body down to the bone. Cool as ice, twice as nice. Give me the chance to put spice in your life. Rock and roll all over the place. You feel that right in your face. Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock. Do what? Rock, rock, don't stop. Rock, rock. Who's on top? Friend of mine's right over here. Some of you might call him queer.
We've heard from Blow and Sugar Hill. We've heard it from the Treacherous Three. But none can match the faggot rap of Night of the Night and me. And if you want to keep your face in just one place, you better not call me she. Now my name is Nibbitax, I'm a faggot through and through. I don't live in Boys Town or Silver Lake. But that don't mean I'm hetero. Well, I'm hetero. Levi's, disco, lifting weights, alligator shirts and going on dates. Size of this, size of that. No blacks, no freaks, no femmes, no fat. Blue to me is for cars. And I won't go near the Hollywood bars. I stay away from Griffith Park. I get them dressed old fashioned. I do it in the dark. I never could remember for the life of me which pocket my hanky and he should be. I guess I gave up too easily. I flunked out of my course and flown 3D. Now I know I'm talking blasphemy. Knocking gay culture with a capital C. But it never was my sort of scene, you see. I don't want to be a faggot professionally.
Now the master and I are friends, you see. But sometimes we just don't agree. And all that ish he's putting down, he's just a trendy living downtown. Music's not disco, it's punk. He's just as horny, ain't no monk. Leather jacketed, looking for a leg. Bouncing at the feet of the one way.
Well, that's the car calling the kettle black. At least I do it in the sack. You need three men to have your fun. Don't you see you're afraid of just one?
Well, what you say now, some of it is true. I thought all about it, so tell me something new. Way I see is one's as good as the other. Keep your moralistic visuals, brother.
Most of you are white middle class. Now we're gonna preach the art.
If queer bashing is our faith, how about the queer bashing straight?
Oh, no, you'd say it shouldn't be done. Because when straight bash heads, they're just having fun. But if you're wondering the point of this rap, the message is easy, you don't need no map.
If some straight mother hassles you, there's only one thing left to do.
You fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that dish, just get them a kiss, you fight back. When your mind's on the rack and they're breaking your back, you fight back. Don't take that dish, just get them a kiss, you fight back.
Callahan and Hughes were soon joined by Thea Other, adding a feminist perspective, and the trio performed widely around the L.A. area, at clubs, political benefits, and on the radio, before disbanding around 1984. They were generally known for their live performances, and most of their music was not released at the time. Their song Fight Back did end up on an avant-garde various artists' spoken word compilation in 1983 called English as a Second Language. Fortunately, in 2004, a collection was released capturing their contribution to our culture. The CD is called Age of Consent, Old School on the Down Low. I've got more to the interview with John Callahan, and that and more of their music can be found on the internet version of this show. I'm going next to one of the more well-known acts, whose name I always have to pause before pronouncing, Michelle Endegaccello. She got a lot of attention in 1996 with the song Leviticus Faggot.
They fat, but around on the rocks, daddy's home. Daddy's sweet little boss, a little too sweet. And every night the man showed the faggot where the real man should be. But the man and the faggot will never see. For so many can't even perceive a real man. Tell me. It's not that the faggot didn't find a woman fine and beautiful. He admired, desired a designer. The faggot wanted the love of a man.
His mother would pray.
Yes, she would.
Michelle Endegaiocello and Leviticus Faggot from her album Peace Beyond Passion. And I broke into that song with a bit of the end of the song Girlfriend. On that track, Michelle was guest artist helping out Queen Penn, and that song also got a lot of attention. I can only play the chorus for now, but on part two, you can hear all the lyrics. Now, as you can see, there was queer hip-hop and rap going back to the early 80s, but it wasn't until around 1996 that a community started to evolve. And that was due to a large extent to the efforts of an artist in the Bay Area named Dutch Boy. He founded the group Rainbow Flava and reached out to other queer artists doing hip-hop. In 1998, he founded Fat Family. That's spelled P-H-A-T Family, and it's a loose collective of artists and also a record label, and I think a remarkable one, in that it's been a conduit for many GLBT hip-hop artists from all over to get exposure on the several compilation albums that have been released. The group Rainbow Flava lasted until about 2001, and its membership varied from time to time, but other than Dutch Boy, one of the most visible contributors was Tori Fix, and they both can be heard on a song from the album from 2000 called Digital Dope. Here's a bit of the song, Freaky.
Rainbow Flava, 99, yeah. Groove. Yeah. DJ Monkey up in this house. Judge Roy. Tory Fix. Yeah. Yeah. I want you to get your groove on. Check the rhyme. It's the weekend, I heard it's gonna be packed tonight. Hit the mall, cause I got to make sure that my gear is tight. I'm chillin' in the Castro with the pendulum. Drag queens, leather daddy's chocolate and then some. The kid is dressed to get his mac up. And the DJ let me dance so we can party till the break of dawn. I think I need to get my swerve on. My nigga Carol by my side, Tasha Rod, need the party's on. There's the duty, of course it is, that's Billy. Serving up some cocksuckers, Heinekens and NGDs. Two Coronas with the lime, please. I'm getting so down. And Monkey's got the weed, just like Halloween. All these freaks is out, you know what I mean. Every bag in town came down to see and be seen. Ain't no rules tonight, that's just plain to see. So party people chant with me.
Come on, to get freaky, let the head bob. Get freaky, let the head bob. Get freaky, let the head bob. Get freaky, so get freaky. Get freaky, let the head bob. Get freaky, let the head bob. Get freaky.
Represent 10% of my population, yeah. Checking the situation and tell truth to the nation. I'm the man that come to bust a lot of heads. Rocking all worlds as I bang a lot of beds with your sister and your cousin. Boys by the dozen, I'm that deuce seducer on the players that be buzzing. I'm just cooling, steady straight schooling. Respect me and my crew with no fooling, because we fooling. Dutch boys show them what it's all about, no doubt. My brothers and sisters, I work it out like an equation of a multi-sexual persuasion. Backed up, up and prepared for the invasion of the body snatchers, crack snackers and dog catchers. My lecherous, treacherous crew. So what you wanna do? Rainbow Flava, original hip hop players. Punk 99 pumping in your trunk. So you know what?
Get freaky, let your head bob. 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 Get freaky, so get freaky.
I'm very pleased to bring you an interview now with Tory Fix, and I started out asking about his catalog of work. I've read a bio of yours online, and it went on for several paragraphs about your recordings and productions and guest spots, and by the time I'd finished, I was a bit overwhelmed. How many solo recordings have you done, and how many collaborations?
The collaborations are really, it's been so many I cannot count. My solo work I've done, Code Red, the new CD that's out now, will be my sixth official release.
In what time frame?
Starting with my Impact CD in 98.
One interesting thing on your resume is that in the mid-90s, you were sort of the on-call DJ for Prince.
Actually, I was his, he had two personal DJs, and it was another guy and myself.
I want to pause to ask about terminology. What is the difference between rap and hip-hop?
The difference to me has always been hip-hop was much more... Hip-hop was the fun stuff. Hip-hop was the more universal and lighthearted material, as opposed to rap was always the harder, more aggressive, you know, just part of the genre. I guess I compare it to like rock and roll and heavy metal. It's like you have the rock bands, but then you had heavy metal, which was a lot harder, a lot more aggressive, a lot angrier, a lot more raw. And that's kind of what hip-hop and rap was always to me.
Musically, are they that different?
Now I have to say no. The lines have kind of been blurred. But when really hip-hop began to take off, it was. Hip-hop was definitely, the sound of hip-hop was, you know, the music itself was lighthearted. It was, it was fun music. It was, you know, music you can really sit back and listen to any time of the day for the most part and really enjoy it. As for rap, it was always, you know, lots of hard beats, minor chords, not as musical as you know, hip-hop was, be it a hip-hop sample or whatever the case may be, you know, live instruments. Rap was just a little more stripped down, a lot more raw and aggressive, even musically.
Tell me about your work with Rainbow Flavor.
Rainbow Flavor was my first group ever. It was my first experience with collaborating with other people as far as sharing ideas musically, image-wise, just across the board. I had just moved to San Francisco, I think it was around 97, and I had already heard of Rainbow Flavor, and I eventually met up with them and just started sitting in on rehearsals, going to their shows, and eventually I got asked by Dutch Boy to kind of, initially it wasn't to join Rainbow Flavor, it was to be like an opening act. So I would just, you know, I still got to be Tory Figgs and open for Rainbow Flavor. And eventually the lines just kind of blurred there because there was such a chemistry amongst all of us that I just started incorporating, you know, my material with their material on stage. And before I knew it, it was really just Rainbow Flavor material. So that was the beginning of it. And then we went on to record our second CD. They already had a CD released, so their second CD, which was Digital Dope, that was our second CD, and we recorded that and toured behind that, and after that I went on to do more solo material.
What was your involvement with the film Pick Up the Mic?
Pick Up the Mic, wow. I was privileged enough to be one of the, 12 featured artists in the film. I was lucky that the majority, well, I'd say half of the artists in the film I have produced or worked with at some point in time. A lot of the artists ended up, or I should say the director ended up using a lot of the material that I did produce for the other artists, like Deadly, Johnny Dangerous, Rainbow Flavor. So I really lucked out there. On top of that, there was some underlying score music that they asked me to contribute. So I did contribute to that as well.
Sounds like a family affair.
It kind of is. If I can help it, it generally is.
So the film is finished. What did you get out of the film?
Wow, just so much. So much more than really financially, you know, and money could buy. Not only have I traveled all over the country and even internationally with the film, I've got to meet so many people and introduce them to for them, this new type of music, this new community, this new thing that they really did not know existed. And it was such a universal just display of emotion and just reactions time and time again. So many people were just shocked that this community, this gay hip-hop community, existed.
A couple years ago, Kanye West openly denounced other rappers' gay bashing in interviews. Have you seen any changes in that climate since then?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That was a short answer.
I apologize. It just, for me, that's a really sensitive area just because I get to answer that question in depthly sometimes. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, isn't it great that Kanye said this, you know, and stood up for you all? I'm like, well, he really did not. Kanye made a statement in regards to, you know, something that was personal to him. He had a family member who came out, and he had to deal with his own homophobia, you know, basically towards his own family member. I took it more so as a defense of that, you know, something that was personal to him at the moment. As for the community, it really did nothing for, you know, GLBT artists who are hip-hop artists, who are trying to, you know, some that are trying to break into mainstream. He didn't hire anyone that was openly GLBT at all and say, look, you know, it's okay, this is cool, you know, I've hired this person, or this person is on my staff, or I'm producing a song for this artist who happens to be a lesbian MC or a rapper or group. I think that would have been a greater statement and something to really look at and recognize and think about. But most people in just the hip-hop community and music scene in general, you know, didn't really bat an eyelash at it.
How did you get involved with the Homo Revolution Tour?
I was invited by Deadly and his manager, Camilo, I want to say back in September. Deadly had contacted me and told me he had an idea for a tour, and if I would be interested in going, it would be in the spring. And of course, if Deadly calls, 9 out of 10 times I'm going to go. And there was no specific details or outline just yet, but he said it definitely was going to be something to come to light, and you know, we're definitely going to have this happen. So of course, I was on board from the beginning, and you know, now it is definitely come to pass, and it is going to happen, and it's actually starting to get larger than I think what any of us had anticipated. But I think that's a wonderful thing.
I think larger in two ways, both with the people being added in different cities, and the impact of the tour is larger.
Indeed. There's so many people, and I'm really hoping that people do come out in droves, even for curiosity's sake. There's so many people who just have no idea what this is about or how this could be happening, or, you know, can this really be done? I'm really hoping they come to see the talent that lies out there and the quality of the material, and just, you know, how many artists, and this is just a small group of artists, even though it's a large roster, it's still a small portion of how big this community is worldwide.
It seems like Pick Up the Mic and the tour are really two big thrusts for gay hip-hop.
Oh, enormous. I cannot tell you how just blessed I am to have been able to be a part, especially of Pick Up the Mic, when they're are so many more artists out there, and I got to be one of the 12 featured in there, and I can't tell you how much that has done and will continue to do for the lives of those artists that are featured in the film.
I want to mention that I've seen the film, and I think it does an excellent job of covering today's world of queer hip-hop. It's not out on DVD yet, but those of you with access to the Logo channel may be able to catch it there. I love your song, Marry Me. Can you tell me about it?
Marry Me was one of those songs that, for many people, it really depends on your interpretation of that song. To me, it's just a love song. It is a love song, and yes, I use, you know, the F-bomb in there, but really, that was placed in there to display, you know, how much one human loved another. They were so in love, and it was so passionate and so intense that it was basically like, forget the world, forget everything. And I think when you use kind of the F-bomb in there, it puts a heavier statement, you know, just a bigger stamp on how much, you know, I was in love, or, you know, the storyteller wants to marry this other person. And for us being gay men made it an even stronger statement. And at the same time, I had written that song. It was the big war on gay marriage, like, all across the nation. It was really kind of the first major attack coming from the president and Congress and all of that that was going on in every state. And so really the song, you know, kind of came about in that area. And it was somewhat my answer to, you know, everyone. You know, even I had friends questioning if they approved of gay marriage or not. And I'm like, well, you love me, but you're not sure if I deserve to be married. So Marry Me had a lot of layers to it as far as meanings and definitions and what it stood for.
And how has it been received?
People loved it. Shockingly enough, I was really surprised. People loved it so much. As a matter of fact, when Matt Wobensmith heard the song, he was the one who jumped on my case and jumped into the project, and, you know, the entire Marry Me album was born. He wanted to put it out as a single, which we had a maxi single with a few remixes and a couple of bonus tracks. And I created a few more tracks, which he enjoyed them so much, he really wanted to try to push for an entire CD, which at that point was not a difficult thing for me to do.
Later for the president, later for society and the Constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Now I'll be damned if I have to hesitate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. They ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though. I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding dance, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it goes to a long way. Cause
I know it's you. The one really wanna get my life to. The one that wanna give my life to. Yeah. So please say I do. Let me spend
I read this comment in an article by writer and television producer Herndon Davis, and I found it very interesting and wanted to get your comments on it. He wrote, "Openly gay hip-hop artists must confront and overcome overt homophobia within the music industry, all while running the risk of being solely characterized by their sexual orientation versus the most important factor of all, their talent."
I would have to agree with him. I probably could not have said it better myself. And it's another one of those things as well where it's just very sad, because even with a lot of press, say like the Homo Revolution tour, the thing you seem to find out most is more people are focused on your sexuality than the merit of your work. There's so many people that know, oh, okay, Deadly is just a gay rapper, or Tory Fixx is a gay hip-hop artist. But the whole thing is, he's gay. Not, wow, he's really good, or, you know, God S is amazing, or, you know, their CDs are great. It's, first and foremost, their sexuality. And it seems to stop there. Some people, yes, break through to the other side and get to hear the music and find new artists that they like and enjoy. But the majority right now, you know, still just hold you at your sexuality, and everything is still based off of that.
Tell me about your new album, Code Red.
Code Red, wow. Code Red is not only my sixth release, it kind of marks my 10th year as being an openly gay recording artist. more specifically recording hip-hop artist. And Code Red really, both vocally, musically, it just, it sums up, and it taps into everything I've done up until this point. So there's little elements from all of my past CDs, and then it also offers a little bit more as far as who I am now as a person and as a musician in general. It gives a little taste of what the future is probably going to look like for Tory Fix as well. It also is a good CD, I always say, for anyone who really jumps on the Tory Fix bandwagon for the first time. This is a great place to start. I think I've been proud of all of my CDs thus far, but I've never been more proud of a CD as this one.
Of what song that you recorded are you the most proud?
Wow, you know, any song that has obtained enough reaction from people to email me or let me know in concerts, or either way, someone has communicated with me that it has affected their lives so much. And it's hard to name one song. I have my favorites, but the songs that I'm most proud of are the songs, and it's not a lot of them, but the songs that have moved people. And to me, that is an accomplishment that you just can't buy. You can't pay for that.
What song gets the most audience reaction?
The most audience reaction? It depends on the city and really the crowds. Why Does It Matter has gained and usually gets a lot of reaction. People love that song. What else? It would probably have to be a lot of the songs. Classic in itself. Probably the fan favorite is Breakthrough. I have to say that universally across the board, from Toronto to San Diego, Breakthrough is probably the big fan favorite right now. And big thanks to Pick Up the Mic. That was kind of like the theme song around that film.
Would you talk a moment about that song?
Breakthrough is not just for GLBT artists, but for any artist in general who are chasing their dreams, you know, musically. It is really from my heart and myself, you know, just saying all I'm looking for is a breakthrough. You know, yes, it would be nice to be as big of a star as Madonna, and that's great, but my dreams and hopes really surround with me just being able to get my foot in the door of entertainment and do what I love to do, which is make music, produce music, DJ. To be able to do that and make a living, a comfortable living doing that. I think if everyone gets a chance to do what they love in this world and make a living from doing that, I think so many people would be so much happier, and that's what Breakthrough really is about. It's not asking for anything more or anything excessive. It's just saying all I'm really looking for is simply a breakthrough. And the directors from Pick Up the Mic really just kind of had taken to that song, and overall, like the theme of Pick Up the Mic, they were saying that's kind of what sums it all up. In a 3-minute nutshell, Breakthrough just sums what everybody is doing and relating to in Pick Up the Mic.
A new jam. Tory Fix. Let's make them bounce to this. Give them some of that new flavor. Here we go.
This right here. Oh, y'all have no fear. Throw your hands in the air. Be so how high can I take you?
All I'm looking for is a break.
Oh, y'all have no fear.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air. If you say, how high
can I feel? Check it out. All I'm looking for is a chance to show what I can do. Get a few big checks to pay for these groups. I got dreams upon dreams, we've all got dreams. But it seems I can't set it off without your dream. Maybe I ain't paid enough dues. Maybe I should pucker up and play by them rules. But it's a new game and I'm old school. I know too much to be a big label's fool. All I'm looking for is a breakthrough. If I had a chance to shake you, maybe even make you bob your head up and down to my sound. And tell your peeps that Tory Hicks threw down. Maybe then the media will catch one of my groups and write a fine article and an interview. Oh hell, I'd settle for a review. Think this is hot, please, this is just a spray.
Oh, y'all have no fear. Throw your hand in the air. These how high, how high can I take you?
More of the Tory Fixx interview can be heard on the internet version of this show.
Hey everybody, this is Tory Fixx, and you are listening to Queer Music Heritage.
And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along by looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
Thank you for supporting us, and we're going to give it up a little for y'all.
Queer
right
boy,
here.
Doing hip-hop is a revolutionary act. Queer girls doing hip-hop is a revolutionary act.
Yo, 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 we are daring our tongues to be rebellious, shameless, rhythmic as an
incantation,
ripped with Holy Spirits. Born of a Banshee boy, MCs endear it. Society fear it and never ever want to get near it. Gay lyrics.
Me and other people in DDC and Dutch Boy and everybody here, we decided to enter the game, enter the hip-hop game, because we didn't like what we were hearing. You know, I got tired of going to gay clubs and hearing people call me faggot from the speakers, you know. So for my thing is like, we actually have to create the music that we can play in the club so I can be like, oh, that's my boyfriend, that's my boyfriend, and he's a cutie, and he's a cutie, you're looking back at me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the voice of Tim and T. West, and he was a founder of an act very important to the history of gay hip-hop. They were, and still are, called Deep Dick Collective, also known as DDC. The act was formed in early 2000 by Juba Kalamka, Tim and T. West, and Philip Ativa Goff, and a number of others have contributed over the years. They have been called intellectual architects of homohop, as they deftly serve up their politics and beats with a barrage of polysyllabic words. This is a group that takes close listening. From their album The Famous Outlaw League of Proto-Negroes is the song We Out, and that's a quote by Bayard Rustin starting it off.
25, 30 years ago, the barometer of human rights in the United States were black people. That is no longer true. The barometer for judging the character of people in regard to human rights is now those who consider themselves gay, homosexual, lesbian. We are all one. And if we don't know it, we will learn it the hard way.
Point five at all sissy. Think of how you make me the last time. The last line was missing these additions. I crashed rhymes together, whether be leather, feather pants, or taffy tuss. Still they asking you, wrap it up a little faster. Pass the peas and crafted sunbow for yo-yos and negroes with masters and a doctorate. Still I rock this shit for the Stanford MCs. He, she's a telegraph. And sadly for your daddy at the reef. Wet and ring in his pocket wants to sock it to my cakes and stick. The clown I found in your doodle brown. Round the lake, merit bakery. Engaging fakery and lies. I watch die next to the sweet potato pies. It's 2-5 eyes, the host with trouble, his bubble. But the brother butter butters his toast as we coast to the stack. And though the lights are tried, it's sideways with games and all the lights refract through the cracks and slice from your aunts and friends, Karengaites alike, papaya queens and dykes. That's why I write the track. And when it's time to fight, you know I got your back. Like all my kids smack that know the times are twist with high heels and hammerheads and bats and fists.
And he out, and she out, and we out, and they out, and we out, and we out.
Cause in the hood we're out.
Up next is one of the headliners of the Homo Revolution Tour. He's been called groundbreaking, confrontational, and a homo thug, and he's gotten a lot of press lately, with his two albums, appearances in films, and at many venues. And lately, he was interviewed on the CNN show, Paul is On Now, discussing homophobia and hip-hop. His name is Deadly, and here's a bit of his song, Nasty.
You got Chaka, my rock, freak twist, deadly dress, Bonnie Clyde. You hit sunset, hang rock, freak show, got lit Friday night. Thrill that kill like suicides, blow, blow, blow on your mind. You a straight witness to come on side, come on side. Lipstick, lessies, macho dice, drag queens, kings, and transies. Chicks with dicks, say what you like, whatever, tickle of that fancy. Gang, gang, bangs, go-go boys, homo thugs, or panties. The shit is ripped, so cop a bit, cause you know we'll serve it up nasty. Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Yeah, he want his, she want hers. Popeye's locked in the bunk with grind. Wherever, whatever, rock it all right. Somebody getting murdered tonight. Thrill that kill like suicide. Blow, blow, blow in your mind. You a straight witness to a homicide. Homicide. Lipstick, lessies, macho dust. Drag queens, kings, and transies. Chicks with dicks, say what you like. Whatever, tickle that fancy. Gay, gay, bangs, go-go boys. Homo thugs or pansies. The shakes rip, so cop a bit. Cause you know we'll serve it up nasty. Like this, like this, like that. We serve it up nasty. Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Like this, like that, we serve it up nasty.
Nasty.
Deadly is another artist who believes in collaborations, and he has a very interesting one with Johnny Dangerous called Crack Hit. I can't play that one on this show, but here's one by Johnny called Topsy Turvy.
Look at that cat over there, like he got this. Has no idea what he's in, so watch it. I'ma make a move and let him know that he's met his match. Cause this hot tail is free, gonna walk past. Get his attention, lick my lips, watch him stare down. Get a fantasize about my breeze, he won't tear down. What's up, little man, what's your name, who you here with? Hey, the name's Johnny, I'm just having a beer with. My friends on the other side, watching my game time. Cause none of them believe I could take any man home tonight. It's all in his swag and he's took. Wanna take me home? I'll see your fools later, don't you call the way that's wrong. Sounds like
turning to me, work my copy, work me, suck me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Stop the turvy, turvy, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Stop the turvy, turvy, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me. Stop the turvy, turvy, work me, copy, work me. Suck me dirty, dirty, hurt me, daddy, hurt me.
Took me to his house, had his own. I was quiet.
Johnny Dangerous is another Homo Revolution Tour headliner and is known for his outspoken, in-your-face sexuality. His first album, Dangerous Liaisons, was nominated for 2 Out Music Awards, and a CD single has already been released from his upcoming album, to be called Gangsta Glam.
I know that this is going to happen. I reassure all the time. I reassure my parents. I know that this is going to happen. I'm going to make this happen, and I'm not going to give up.
Who the hell am I? Who the hell are you? I'm a white gay Jew that raps and confuses you. What am I trying to do? I can't believe what I've got myself into. Yo, who knew? I should take a bullet to my face and grow a bullet. Pick up a guitar and sing folk music. A baby dye my hair and sing punk rock. But I look rather odd like I do performing hip hop. Plus, you would never want to hear me sing. But you know that I try to hit your body with cringe. So I'll stick with what I do best. Write your rhymes that make you blush and feel embarrassed.
Another act getting a lot of attention is Goddess and She. Their first album, Reality, also got an Out Music Awards nomination, and they recently performed their song, Lick It, on the TV show The L Word. Here's a new single by them called Love You Better.
Love song that on my mind all the time, but I can't express it to you, cause you're already taken, but your girl's a fool. I wish we would've met when you were single. I would've swept you right off your feet and made your body tingle. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel your energy. There's something in the air, we got a sexual chemistry that's so deep. We can't deny it, but when I start to feel that I can't do nothing about it, so I wait, laying back, chilling in the cut, hoping someday it'll just be us. Till then, I could just live through my daydream. Kinda like a drug, cause I'm feeling like a fiend. Or like a teen, having fantasies that's distracting me. Sexual by nature to make it hard to breathe. Someday you will be mine. The way that you're talking, the way that you move is so graceful and smooth. And every time you're in my presence, I have to slap myself. My heart skips a beat, you make me wanna melt. I even get nervous and I'm not the nervous type. But it's really rare that I find someone I like. I get a funny feeling down below. I hope you don't notice, I hope it doesn't show. I fix you and dress and it turns me on. I keep on going strong, I promise, all night long. However you want it, I try anything. I whisper in your ear and I'd even try to sing. Probably wouldn't want me to do that, but I kiss you on your feet, work my way up your back. You have a little shy day playing in the background. You start on the bed and work our way to the ground. Oh, someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line. I want you to be mine, the one to love you better. And when it's you and me, oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything. Oh, I love you better, baby. Come out with me. It's hard for me to fathom that you don't see me and you together. We got that vibe. Plus I'm a 10 and your girl is a 5. She don't treat you right the way that you wanna be treated. I wouldn't be surprised if she crept and cheated. I don't mean to be conceited, but I know I treat you better. All those times she threatened to leave, I wish you'd let her. You make a cute couple, I take you around the world. Being honest and faithful, stay true as your girl. Whatever you want, I try to make it happen. I'll be rich someday from the way I be rapping. Wanna see us in the future, having some kids. We can leave for the summer and go to Madrid. Okay, I guess I'm kinda getting carried away, cause we never even been out on a first date. Oh well, someday you will be mine. Hope I'm not out of line. I want you to be mine, the one that loves you better. And when it's you and me, oh baby, wait and see. I give you everything. Oh, I still love you better. Oh, their voices go so well together, Goddess and she. I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to especially thank Tori Fix for the wonderful interview, and Alex Hinton, the director of Pick Up the Mic, for providing me with sound clips from the film. And, as I had expected, Tori's interview was so good that I could not fit all of it into the radio version of this show, so my internet listeners could hear an extended version with a lot more comments and additional music. And as I mentioned at the start, there are many, many songs that not only would not fit under the radio version for time reasons, but also for language concerns. That's not a concern on the continuation of this show. That, of course, can be found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. It was hard to pick a closing song for this segment, but the one I picked is a duet by Dutch Boy and Shantae Smalls, now going by Shantae Paradigm. Together they formed the group BQE, and the song is called Understand Overstand. During my interview with Tori Fix, I asked him from a history point of view what artist I could just not leave out of this show.
I personally have to go with Dutch Boy. I you know, my old roommate and partner from Rainbow Flava. I could talk about that man for so long and go on and on, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet. But yeah, I can't see anyone ever mentioning gay hip-hop without mentioning Dutch Boy.
What? Paradigm, Dutch Boy, BQE, 2G3. What?
Understand, overstand.
misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can. Afghanistan, Sudan, Palestine, and Brooklyn. So many people going head to head with the man, without the luxury to choose whether to act. I'm racing through the papers, trying to get through the facts. It's whack, checking my sources. Political and market forces at Bush done pushed us to this war for resources. The war on terrorism and drugs got police trying to lock up the streets. What type of heroes are these? And most free speech serves the goals of elites, while jingoism and hate speech over cameras and breakbeats. My own community offers no resistance. The bags with flags demonstrate and celebrate our own existence. With the deaf ear to queers in the streets of the piers, revolution crucified after 33 years. I'm not a separatist. Do I support the reparations to rebuild a nation or just stifle a generation? Do I support Mugabe reapportioning farms? Do I support the Intifada making homicide bombs? Should they just throw rocks to checkpoints and roadblocks while militant settlers file their rifles in mosques? So many questions with no easy answers. Choose a life and take chances like radiation for cancers. It's enough to make you wanna say screw it, cause almost anything will be insignificant, but still you gotta do it. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can.
I get angry sometimes, so I put it in rhyme. Can't assist, possess her own body, so in her mind. Every time I step out, my body's put on shout. I feel fear, anger, shame, confusion, and of course doubt. But when I speak out, though, I give myself clout. So repeat the same pattern, no alternate route. No misogyny's a prodigy, treating me like property. You follow it illogically, like free market economies. No words of complaint, my soul's unsustained. Queer still dying at alarming rates. The world's heart is a viper, indiscriminate like the sniper. Won't follow you around like rats, the pied piper planning death for a racket. He's his usual biz. Cops are still killing us, so who can we trust? Even baseless among us, one of us. But I trust that you trust we're gonna make these creatures last in us through words and deeds, not the fire and rain. It's like speaking of freedom nowadays seems strange. You got revolution coming one way or another. Is you with me, sis? Is you down for me, bruh? Got us locked in competition, capitalism's tunnel vision. Who needs jail when your hearts and minds are prison? But I'm not with the usual suspect gang. Give me liberty and death, the power and fame.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on,
understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that they can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Take your heart in your hands and do the best that you can.
Come on,
understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand?
Come on,
understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hand, do the best that they can.
Explore a world of entertainment April 19th, 20th, 27th, and 28th at the Houston International Festival, spotlighting Out of Africa in downtown. Make the Out of Africa Zone your first stop. Visit a reproduction of one of the eight wonders of the world, the mountain-carved Church of Lalibela. Check out the North American debut of the National Dance Theater of Ethiopia on the WAMU Center stage. And, of course, don't miss the World Music Stage featuring top artists like Buddy Guy, the Neville Brothers, Habib Koit, the Wailers, and Taj Mahal. Get early bird tickets till April 16th at any Houston area HEB location or online at ifest.org or at the gate. Come downtown to the Houston International Festival, brought to you by KPFT Houston.
Allura Picture Show presents the
free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.